no dejaremos que cierren la linda puerta que siempre ha estado abierta a la vida.
You're listening to Latin Radical with Warwick Fry.
And we have Coral Winter on the phone in Brisbane. And for the last month, she's been all over Australia launching a book. She wrote about her experiences and about the experience of the Venezuelan people. What's the name of the book?
It's called Voices from Venezuela, Behind the Bolivarian Revolution. And I wrote it with Jim McElroy.
Okay. And you were one of the voices from Venezuela. I remember podcasting some of your reports during the year of 2006.
Oh, right.
And no, that was very valuable, those little 5-10 minute news briefs about you're obviously plugged into what was going on there. Why did you write this book?
Well, I spent a whole year in Venezuela, the whole of 2006, ending up with the presidential elections for Hugo Chavez on December the 3rd, 2006, and what we would do with a lot of material we collected. What happened was that whenever we met anyone who was remotely connected with the social organisations called missions in Venezuela, we would do a little interview with them to see what they were doing, what was the project was, how they were involved, how ordinary people were involved. So by the end of the year, we'd collected about 400 interviews with ordinary Venezuelans.
Mm.
And I thought I would write sort of an academic treatise on explaining the whole thing in Venezuela.
Don't we all?
But we really didn't, you know, that would have been too difficult to do. And there's actually 3 or 4 books like that anyway. So what we turned it into in the end, as it evolved, was really just writing up these interviews with ordinary Venezuelans from all sort of walks of life and put them together as a book. And it's much better that way, like Voices from Venezuela, because it's the Venezuelan people themselves speaking about their experiences and how they feel it and how they see it and how they experience it, rather than sort of, you know, a Westerner coming in from the outside and putting their slant on it writing a very, you know, intellectual political analysis. It's the Venezuelan people themselves speaking, and I think it's for that reason it's very different and therefore very valuable.
So can you describe some of the voices that you heard?
Well, there were people from who were members of, had joined up with Mission Velvon Caras, which means turn the other face, which means a new start in life, and these were an elderly woman who had formed a group with a cooperative in the area in Barinas, and had petitioned the government to get a little bit of a land that wasn't being totally not being used, and they were going to flood it and grow fish, a particular sort of fish that was very popular, eating fish, and they're also going to make nets out of traditional sort of crocheting and that sort of thing to collect the fish and then sell them on the market. So that, you know, and they were really they'd learned from the classes they took for 6 months how to grow the fish, and they were really excited and really felt they had a future. You know, they were involved in the economic life. Also, we spoke to Michael Libowitz, who has been living there. I mean, he is an academic from Canadian University, who gave us his impression of what he's seen over the last 5 years. But also we spoke to young people who were involved in the mission, Francisco de Miranda, and they were involved in trying to connect ordinary people and get them into the missions. I spoke with another person out in Puerto Ordaz, who was Alexis Adafio, who was involved in also setting up a cooperative and a cooperative on a housing land that had been sort of taken over by indigenous people who'd come into the area to try and find work, but they were now getting help from the housing department to rebuild their houses, and also with indigenous people and also women from Inamorhead, and also women from Banmore Head, which is the Women's Bank. So there's a whole lot of different people involved in reorganising and building up a whole new society.
Yeah, that sounds like a very comprehensive grassroots point of view.
Yes. It's about, so the book is about, you know, it's about 330-odd pages, and it's really the Venezuelan people speaking themselves about their experiences in this last 10-year process with President Hugo Chavez trying to rebuild a new society and rebuild a socialist society.
And by the sound of it, they're very much aware of issues of sustainability and I guess, microeconomics. Coral, how long did it take you to write this book?
Oh, look, it took us over a year because I had these 400 interviews in Spanish.
Yeah.
And I sometimes had to get a few people to help me with the Spanish translation.
Oh, translation can be such a pain.
Oh, it is, isn't it?
Yeah.
So I translated into Spanglish.
Yep.
And then Jim translated it into understandable English.
Right.
And so it took, it took us a year virtually to write it and to get it together. And then I started writing away to publishers to try and get it published. And it was a terrible experience. It was really heartbreaking because there's very few Australian publishers that will do a book like this. Mm. And I even wrote, you know, to British and American publishers and I got no reply. I wrote to about 30 of them, I think. And the Australian publisher said, oh, no, there's no interest in Venezuela. And then I even put the line that President Hugo Chavez is coming to Australia and we could sell thousands of books. So that didn't convince them. In the end, we did it through Resistance Books, which is all left publishing house, and I'm really grateful for them to taking it up.
Yeah, and you've had a pretty good response, I understand. You've already sold several hundred copies, and the book launches. You get good attendance at the book launches.
Yeah, the book came out in press for the first time on about the 20th of September. So we had our first book launch on the 26th of September in Brisbane. Mm. We were panicking a bit in case the book wasn't going to be ready, but anyway, because we already set the date. And then we've travelled around to Sydney, Melbourne and Wollongong and also Canberra, where we were really lucky because the Venezuelan Chargé d'Affaires, Nelson Davila, organised a book launch for us in Canberra on the embassy paper. So that was really embassy notepaper. So that was really nice of him. And put on a, you know, wine and cheese for us. And so we've sold, about 150 books all up, and we hope to sell a few more. There'll be a launch in Brisbane on the 20th of October, this coming Monday, at Avid Reader in West End. So I hope some people could get along to that. That'd be good.
Yeah, well, you should come down to Nimbin and Lismore and try a launch there too. I think there'd be some interest. And
Well, unfortunately, Jim was going to come down last night, I think, and what happened was he got sick. So it was organised, but
oh.
happened. Maybe later on.
Yeah. Well, you'd certainly be very welcome here at Nimbin and Community Radio Toonami FM, and you can come to the show.
Right.
Yeah. You're obviously expecting reviews to come in pretty soon, Coral.
Yes. Lisa McDonald, who's president of the Australian Venezuela Solidarity Network, she's been sending information to all the solidarity movements around the world of Venezuela. And so she's received some very favourable replies from the networks in Canada and Britain, and also the United States Global Exchange network, and they're very interested in getting a copy to review it.
Yeah, so Global Exchange. Yeah, that's a big network.
I've
been around for a while.
That will generate some sales also. Yeah. I mean, if people are interested, they can get it from www.resistancebooks.com. They can get it. It retails for only $25. We've kept the price as low as possible, so that people, you know, can have it's more accessible to a larger audience as possible.
Yeah, that's very affordable for a book this size.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, you know, it's just very. I think it's very exciting because it's just gives people a feel of what a revolution is like. You know, what the experience is and the hope and inspiration and encouragement it gives to everybody associated with it.
Well, thanks very much, Coral, for talking to Community Radio yet again. And we hope to talk to you again on future occasions.
Well, thank you very much, Warren.